Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear viewers, we have already completed the analysis of the narrative which mentions the collection of the Quran under the Caliph Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه in our previous sessions. Now, although this narrative does not describe any particular methodology of the collection of the Quran adopted by Zayd ibn Sabit رضي الله عنه, however, we have some other secondary narratives which describe this methodology. And since our worthy scholars mention these narratives whenever the collection of the Quran incident in the time of the Caliph Abu Bakr is referred to, so therefore it seemed essential that we take a look and a detailed look at these narratives as well and find out what they say vis-a-vis this collection methodology. Suyuti has tried to enumerate these narratives in his Al-Itqan, and I'll first read out a couple of these narratives which he has cited, which, as I said earlier on, describe the methodology of the collection of the Quran vis-a-vis which took place in the time of Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. Now, the first of these narratives, it says, let me read out the text before you. It is recorded by Yahya ibn Abdul Rahman, and he says, قال قدم عمر فقال من كان تلقى من رسول الله شيئا من القرآن فليأتنا به وكانوا يكتبون ذلك في الصحف والألواح والعصب وكان لا يقبل من أحد شيئا حتى يشهد شهيدان. Which means that Umar came over and announced, anyone who has any part of the Quran that he has acquired from the Messenger of God should bring it over. And they had written these portions on pages and tablets and barks of palm trees, and would not accept any portion from anyone unless two witnesses testified to it. So this is what narrative says. Now, another narrative, which is, by the way, this narrative was recorded by Ibn Abi Dawud. And the next narrative that I'm going to read out is also recorded by Ibn Abi Dawud. The words are, I'm just going to read out the words, and it says that the narrative is from Urwa ibn Zubayr, and the words are أَنَّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ قَالَ لِعُمَرْ وَلِزَيْدُ اُخْعُدَا عَلَى بَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ فَمَنْ جَاءَكُمَا بِشَاهِدَيْنِ عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِّنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَاكْتُبَا. Which means that Abu Bakr told Umar and Zayd, sit at the door of the mosque. If anyone brings some portion of the Book of God along with two witnesses, then write it down. So this is what the narrative says. Now, the third narrative that I'm going to record now is cited by Ibn Ashta, and in his Kitab al-Masai, which we know that is extinct, it's no longer found. However, it has been cited by Suyuti. And the words in this narrative is from Lays ibn Sa'd. And the words are, وَقَدْ أَخْرَجَ إِبْنُ أَشْتَى فِي الْمَسَاحِفِ عَنِ اللَّيْسِ إِبْنِ سَعَدْ قَالْ أَوَّلُ مَنْ جَمَعَ الْقُرْآنَ أَبُو بَكَرْ وَكَتَبَهُ زَيْدْ وَكَانَ النَّاسِ يَأْتُونَ زَيْدَ بْنِ ثَابِتْ فَكَانَ لَا يَكْتُبُ آيَةً إِلَّا بِشَاهِدَيْ عَدْلْ وَأَنَّ آخِرَ سُورَةِ بَرَاءَ لَمْ تُوجَدْ إِلَّا مَعَ خُزَيْمَةَ بْنِ ثَابِتْ فَقَالْ اُكْتُبُوهَا فَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ جَعَلَ شَهَادَتَهُ بِشَهَادَةِ رَجُلَيْنِ فَكُتِبَ وَإِنَّ عُمَرَ أَتَى بِآيَةِ الرَّجْمِ فَلَمْ يَكْتُبْهَا لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ وَحْدَهُ. So a simple translation of this is that obviously it is recorded by Lays ibn Sa'd on the authority of Lays ibn Sa'd. The first person to collect the Quran was Abu Bakr, and Zayd wrote it out. People would come to Zayd and would not accept from him any verse except if two witnesses testified to it. The last part of Surah Bara' was found with Khuzaymah ibn Sabit only. He said, write it down, since the testimony of Khuzaymah has been regarded by the Prophet to be equivalent to that of two men. It was thus written down. On this occasion, Umar also came over with the verse of stoning, but it was not written because he was the only witness. So these are the three narratives which are cited by Suyuti in his Al-Itqan to testify to the fact that the Quran, which was collected by Zayd ibn Sabit, was actually done so because he was able to elicit two witnesses on each of the verses that he recorded. Now, there has been some debate regarding the fact that what exactly is the meaning of these two witnesses. And scholars have come up with different interpretations, and typically one scholar has expressed even more than one opinion. So, for example, we find that one of the opinions is that two witnesses means testifying to a verse through memory and through writing. So it's like through hifz and through kitabah. These are the two witnesses which were elicited. So this is one of the opinions. And the person who has cited this opinion is Ibn Hajar in his Fathul Bari. Another opinion in this regard is that two witnesses testify that the written verse that was brought over was written in front of the Prophet. So two witnesses needed to testify to the fact that the verse which had been which was to be recorded was written by in before the Prophet. And this opinion is also that of Ibn Hajar and that of As-Sakhawi. So two prominent authorities cite this opinion. Now there is another, a third opinion in this regard as well, and that is that two witnesses testify to the fact that the verse or the verses that were brought over was from among the forms or the wujuh on which the Quran was revealed, the, obviously referring to the seven forms of the seven ahruf. And this is this opinion has also been cited by Ibn Hajar and by As-Sakhawi. And the fourth and final opinion in this regard is that these two witnesses actually testify to the fact that the verse had been presented and written before the Prophet in the time of the Arz-i Akhira. Of course, it was the time in the year he died. So this is what has been recorded. And the opinion, which is this opinion, has been expressed by Az-Zanjani, the famous historian of the Quran. So these are the four opinions that we find vis-a-vis the fact that two witnesses should record the fact or testify to the fact that, that each of the verses which Zayd was going to record has this authority behind it of two witnesses. Now, before we go on, I would like to submit the fact that Suyuti, Jalaluddin Suyuti, has actually referred to three narratives which refer to these two witnesses. However, in my own research, I found out that there are more than three narratives, and I'd like to comprehensively state all these narratives before you so that we can find or form an opinion after that. It is not that just these three narratives and they cite the fact that there are two witnesses. As I said, we find at least six more narratives, or six narratives in totality, which describe this methodology of collection in which two witnesses had testified. And I'm going to seriatim read out each of these narratives before you. So the first of them is by Yahya ibn Abdul Rahman. Yahya ibn Abdul Rahman. And his narrative has been cited by Ibn Abi Dawud in his Kitab al-Masahif. And Yahya ibn Abdul Rahman has said that قَالَ عَرَادَ عُمَرُ أَنْ يَجْمَ الْقُرْآنَ فَقَامَ فِي النَّاسِ فَقَالَ مَنْ كَانَ تَلَقَّى مِنْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّمْ شَيْءٍ الْقُرْآنَ فَلْيَأْتِنَ بِهِ وَكَانُوا كَتَبُوا ذَلِكَ فِي الصُّحُفِ وَالْأَلْوَاحِ وَالْعُصُبِ وَكَانَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنْ أَحَدٍ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى يَشْهَدَ شَهِيدَانِ فَقُتِلَ وَهُوَ يَجْمَعُ ذَلِكَ إِلَيْهِ فَقَامَ عُثْمَانُ بْنُ عَفَّانَ فَقَالَ مَنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ شَيْءٌ فَلْيَأْتِنَا بِهِ وَكَانَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ شَيْئًا حَتَّى يَشْهَدَ شَهِيدَانِ فَجَاءَ خُزَيْمَةُ بْنُ ثَابِتٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي قَدْ رَأَيْتُكُمْ تَرَكْتُمْ آيَتَيْنِ لَمْ تَكْتُبُوهَا قَالُوا وَمَا هُمَا قَالَ تَلَقَّيْتُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ إِلَى آخِرِ السُّورَةِ قَالَ عُثْمَانُ فأنا أشهد أنهما من عند الله فأين ترى أن نجعلهما قال اختم بها آخر ما نزل من القرآن فختمت بها براءة. So اختم بها آخر ما نزل من القرآن فختمت بها براءة. So a simple translation of this would be that Yahya ibn Abdul Rahman said Umar made up his mind to collect the Quran, so he stood up among the people and said, any person who has any portion of the Quran received from the Messenger of God should bring it over to us. They had written this on pages and tablets and bark of palm trees and would not accept anything from a person unless two people testified to it. Umar was then assassinated while he was collecting the Quran, and then Uthman stood up among the people and said, any person who has any portion of the Quran should bring it over to us. And he would not accept anything from a person unless two people testified to it. So Khuzaimah ibn Thabit came over and said, I think that you have missed writing down two verses. They asked, what are they? And he said, I got the following from the Messenger of God. And then obviously he read out those two famous missing verses, or the last two verses of Surah Tawbah. And he has cited those verses as لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. So then it is said that Uthman said, I bear witness that they are from God and where do you advise us to place them? So he said, Khuzaimah said, that place them at the end of the last revelation of the Quran. So it was placed at the end of Surah Bara'ah, which is Surah Tawbah. Now, this is the first of these narratives, and as I said, it is by Yahya ibn Abdul Rahman. The second of these narratives, in fact, is from Urwa ibn Zubayr, and there are two narratives from him in this regard, and I'll cite both of them. So, in the first, it is said that he's reported to have said, لَمَّا اسْتَحِرَّ الْقَتْلِ بِالْقُرَّىٰ يَوْمَ عَيْزٍ فَرِقَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ عَلَى الْقُرْآنِ أَنْ يَزِيعَ فَقَالَ لِعُمَرَ بْنِ الْخَتَّابِ وَلِزَيْدِ بْنِ السَّابِتِ اُقْعُدُوا عَلَىٰ بَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ فَمَنْ جَاءَكُمَ بِشَاهِدَيْنِ لَا شَيْءٍ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَاكْتُبَهُ. So it is said that when on the day, Urwa ibn Zubair says, when on the day of the Battle of Yamama, many Qurra were killed, Abu Bakr became apprehensive that the Quran might get lost. He told Umar and Zayd, sit at the door of the mosque and only write down that portion of the Quran which has come, which someone brings to you on the authority of two witnesses. So again, we find the fact that these two witnesses figure in this narrative as well. And as I said earlier on, this is a persistent theme of all the narratives in which it is said that the Quran recorded by Zayd ibn Thabit actually was done so at the behest of two witnesses testifying to the verses collected. Now, the second of these narratives from Urwa ibn Zubayr, now I'm going to read out the narrative to you. And the words are, he is reported to have said, لَمَّا قُتِلَ أَهْلُ الْيَمَامَ أَمَرَ أَبُو بَكْرَ الصِّدِّيقِ عُمَرَ بْنَ الْخَطَّابِ وَزَيْدَ بْنِ الثَّابِتِ فَقَالَ اجْلِسَا عَلَى بَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلَا يَأْثِيَنَّكُمَا أَحَدٌ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ تَنْكَرَانِهِ يَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِ رَجُلَانِ إِلَّا أَثْبَتْتُمَا وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّهُ قُتِلَ بِالْيَمَامَ نَاسٌ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا الْقُرْآنَ. And here, as I said, the person who is reporting is Urwa ibn Zubair. So a simple translation of this would be that when Muslims were killed in the Battle of Yamama, Abu Bakr said to Umar and Zayd, so in this narrative, he is said to have asked both Umar and Zayd, sit at the entrance of the mosque. Anyone who comes to you with anything from the Quran that you are not aware of, but two men bear witness to it, accept it. So viewers and readers and my dear viewers, you must note these words, that the words are that Zayd and Umar have to record any verses which they are not aware of on the authority of two witnesses. Now, this was because a large number of the companions of the Prophet who had memorized the Quran had been killed in the Battle of Yamama. So the words are, قُتِبَ بِالْيَمَامَ نَاسٌ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَدْ جَمَعُوا الْقُرْآنَ. So these are the two narratives which have been recorded by Urwa ibn Zubayr. Now there's another narrative which is by Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad. And this narrative is recorded by Al-Baqilani in his Al-Intisar. So the words are, he's reported to have said, قَالَ أَبُو بَكَرْ لِزَيْدِ ابْنِ ثَابِتْ اُقْعُدْ فَمَنْ أَتَاكَ مِنْ الْقُرْآنِ رِمَا لَا تَحْفُزُهُ وَلَا تَقْرَهُ فَقْبِلْهُ. Which means that Abu Bakr told Zayd, sit here. He who comes to you with two witnesses on a portion of the Quran you do not have in your memory or have read it, accept it. So again, we find Zayd ibn Thabit being told to accept a verse of the Quran on the authority of two witnesses. Now, let's go on to the next narrative, and this is by Lays ibn Sa'd, and it has already been referred to by Suyuti in his Al-Itqan. And I think I would read it out again for the purpose that since I am enumerating all the narratives which have been recorded in this regard. So although I have read this narrative out before, but for the sake of record, I'm going to reread it because, as I said earlier on, that we need to compile and collate and evaluate all the narratives in this regard and then form an opinion. So this narrative is by Lays ibn Sa'd, and he says that وَقَدْ أَخْرَجَ ابْنُ أَشْتَى فِي الْمَصَاحِفِ عن الليث بن سعد قال أول من جمع القرآن أبو بكر وكتبه زيد وكان الناس يأتون زيد بن ثابت فكان لا يكتب آية إلا بشاهد عدل وأن آخر سورة براء لم توجد إلا مع خزيمة بن ثابت فقال اكتبوها فإن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جعل شهادته بشهادة رجلين فكتب وإن عمر أتى بآية الرجم فلم يكتبها لأنه كان وحده. So, Layth ibn Sa'd is reported to have said that the first person to collect the Quran was Abu Bakr, and Zayd wrote it out. So people would come to Zayd, who would not accept from them any verse except if two witnesses testified to it. The last part of Surah Bara was found with Khuzayna ibn Sabit only. He said, write it down, since the testimony of Khuzayma has been regarded by the Prophet to be equivalent to that of two men. And it was thus written. On this occasion, Umar also came up with the verse of stoning, but it was written because he was the sole witness. He was the only witness. We now move on to the next narrative, and this has been recorded by on the authority of Khuzayma ibn Sabit, and this has been recorded by Al-Muttaqi in his Kanzul Ummal. So the words here are قَالَ جِئْتُ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Obviously, he has read the whole verses. إِلَىٰ عُمَرْ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ وَإِلَىٰ زَيْدِ بْنِ ثَابِتْ فَقَالَ زَيْدْ مَنْ يَشْهَدُ مَعَكْ قُلْتُ لَا وَاللَّهِ مَا أَدْرِي لَا وَاللَّهِ مَا أَدْرِي فَقَالَ عُمَرْ أَنَا أَشْهَدُ مَعَهُ وَلَا ذَلِكَ. Which means that obviously Khuzayma is saying these words. He says that I brought the verse لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ to Umar and Zayd. And Zayd said, who will testify with you to its authenticity? So who is the person who is going to authenticate this verse or these verses? So I said, by God, I do not know. Thereupon, Umar said, I bear witness with him to its authenticity. So it was Umar actually who bore witness to the authenticity of this verse. Then we have this narrative which is recorded on the authority of Ubayd ibn Umar. And this has been recorded by At-Tabari in his Jami' al-Bayan, his tafsir, obviously. And the words here are, Ubayd ibn Umar says, Qala Umar rahmahullah la yusbitu ayatan fi as-suhuf hatta yashhada rajulani faja'a rajulun min ansar fahatain ayatain bihatain ayatain faja'a rajulun min ansar bihatain ayatain laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum azizun alayhi. فقال عمر لا أسألك عليهما بينة أبدا كذا كان رسول الله. Which means that Ubayd ibn Umar reported, Umar would not include a verse in the Mus'haf except if two witnesses testified to its authenticity. A person from the Ansar came to him with these two verses, and then obviously the verses are read out. So Umar said, I shall not ask you for evidence at all, for the Prophet was indeed like this. So the Prophet did not ask, or he regarded the witness of Khuzayma to be twice in weight vis-a-vis its testification. So it's testifying. So Umar said that I will not ask anyone besides you because Khuzayma is sufficient for this. So the words are, for the Prophet was indeed like that, and he had regarded his witness to be twice the weight. So this is the narrative by Ubayd ibn Umar. And finally, we come to the last of these narratives. And this is recorded by Yahya ibn Ja'da. And it is recorded by Ibn Bashkwal in his Ghamamid al-Asma al-Mubhama. So here the words are, Qala Umar ibn al-Khattab la yaqbalu ayata min kitab Allahi illa bishahidain hatta ja'a rajulun min al-ansar bihatain al-ayatain. Again, as you can see, viewers, that the words, the narrative does not mention who the person is. It just says, Ja'a rajulun min al-ansar, that a person from the Ansar, obviously referring to Khuzayma ibn Sabit, he came over with these two verses, and again the verses are read out. Laka ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum azizun alayhi ma'anittum harisun alaykum bil mu'minin ra'ufur rahim. And these are, as you know, verses 128 and 129 of Surah Tawbah. So it was said, فَقَالْ وَاللَّهِ لَا أَسْأَلُكَ عَلَيْهِ شَاهِدًا. Again, as we see that the ending is very similar to the previous one, that he is saying that I'm not going to elicit anyone else besides you as witness, because obviously Khuzaymah ibn Sabit had been regarded by the Prophet allegedly to carry double evidence, or double the weight of a person who testifies. So a simple translation to this would be, Yahya ibn Jarda said that Umar would not accept a verse from the Book of God unless two people testified to it. Now, until when a person from Ansar came over with these two verses of Surah Tawbah, and those two verses were read out. And these verses have already done so. So he said, by God, I will not ask you to provide an evidence on it. Again, the reason being that Khuzayma ibn Sabit, as we have discussed earlier on, was regarded allegedly by the Prophet to carry double the witness or the weight of a witness of two people. Now, let us now analyze all these narratives And we will find that basically these narratives, as I said earlier on, have been comprehensively stated just for the fact that we get the total information and the complete data in this regard before we analyze what the content is. And I'm not going to first analyze the content, the narratives vis-a-vis the content, whether the matn, and then later on we are going to take a look at the isnad of all these narratives and find out if any the nature of this of their authenticity. Now, the first and the foremost criticism in this regard has been raised by Hui, Imam Hui. So Imam Hui has been very stern and very harsh in this regard, and he says that if we believe that Zayd ibn Thabit had collected the Quran or regarded the Quran at the behest of two witnesses, then this would nullify the principle of tawatur, which is present in the Quran. And if the principle of tawatur is said to have existed, which all Muslims believe, then it cannot be believed or regarded with any authenticity that the Quran was recorded on the basis or on the corroboration of two witnesses. So how can two witnesses be in conformity with the fact that the Quran was mutawatir? So this is his basic contention, and this is a very strong contention, I would say. So many, many years before Imam Hui has reported to have raised this objection that these witnesses, they are actually in stark contradiction to the fact that the Quran was regarded to be mutawatir. Ibn Hajar and after him in recent times, Zurqani, have contended the fact that the text of the Quran was well known, and Zayd could have written the text of the Quran from his own memory, but it was his intense precaution that he did not do so. So this is what they contend, that it was his intense precaution, or he exercised intense precaution in collecting the Quran through two witnesses, although it was well known to him and perhaps many other people, and he could have just reproduced it from his memory. However, this contention does not seem to be true, because it stands in stark contradiction with those narratives which I have earlier read out, which says that Zayd was asked to elicit two witnesses on verses which he was not aware of. Tankarani is the word, that he did not know. And obviously here both Zayd and Umar are being told that they have to accept verses which they are not aware of on the authority of two witnesses. So obviously if the Quran was well known, then how can we reconcile these words that Zayd and Umar were asked to record those verses on the authority of two witnesses of which they were not aware of? And let me also read out another narrative. And before I do so, let me point out that the narrative which said so, that Zayd and Umar needed to record these verses on the authority of two witnesses, on verses which they were not aware of. So this was referring to the second narrative of Urwa ibn Zubair and the one which is recorded by Qasim ibn Muhammad. So you can just rewind and find out and just view that narrative on your screens, and you'll find out those narratives saying this fact. And as I said, we find Abu Shama also recording something very similar. So he in his Al-Murshid al-Wajiz has recorded this narrative. And the words are, فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكَرْ لِزَيْدْ قُمْ فَقْعُدْ عَلَىٰ بَابِ الْمَسْجِدْ فَكُلُّ مَنْ جَاءَكَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ تَنْكَرَهُ. Again, the word is تَنْكَرَهُ, which you do not know. فَطْلُبْ مِنْهُ شَاهِدَيْنِ ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا عُمَرْ قُمْ فَكُنْ مَعَ زَيْدْ قَالَ عُمَرْ فَقُمْنَا حَتَّى جَلَسْنَا عَلَىٰ بَابِ الْمَسْجِدْ فأرسلت إلى أبي ابنك فجاء فوجدنا مع أبي كتبا مثل ما وجدنا عند جميع المسلمين. This is the narrative recorded by Abu Shama. And Abu Bakr has reported to have asked Zayd that get up and go and sit at the door of the mosque, and everyone who brings some portion of the book of God which you are not aware of, again please mark these words, which you are not aware of, summon two witnesses on it. Then he asked Umar, get up and be alongside Zayd. So Abu Bakr had asked both Umar and Zayd to be together and record these verses which they were not aware of. So Umar said, we got up and went over until we sat at the door of the mosque and sent for Ubay ibn Ka'b. So he came over and we found with him books similar to the ones we found with all the other people. So obviously we can see here that Zayd and Umar are being asked to record verses which they are not aware of. Secondly, we find that the narrative of Laysu ibn Sa'd, which I've already read out, shows that the stoning verse was not recorded because Umar was the only witness. So he was the only witness and it was not recorded. And thirdly, Umar is reported to have said that had these verses been three, these last verses of Surah Tawbah, had they been three in number, he would have made a separate surah out of them. And this is recorded in Ibn Abi Dawud's Kitab al-Masahif. So the words are, لَوْ كَانَتْ ثَلَاثَ آيَاتٍ لَجَعَلْتُهَا سُورَةً عَلَى حِدَّةٍ. So we can clearly see that if this is the case, then the text of the Quran, I'm afraid, as these narratives say, was not known, or all of it was not clearly known, or not exactly pinpointed and determined. We find another narrative. Now, this is the narrative which is recorded by in the Musnad of Ahmad. And here, it is recorded that only Ubay knew the last verses of Surah Tawbah. So, this narrative is very clear that only Ubay was aware of these last verses. And this narrative, as I said, is recorded by in the Musnad of Ahmad. And the words are it is recorded by Abul Aliya. So, an Abul Aliya, anna Ubay ibn Ka'b, annahum jama'al Qur'ana fi masayfi fi khilafati Abi Bakr radiallahu an, fakana rajulun yaktubuna wa yumli alayhim Ubay ibn Ka'b. Falamantahu ila hazihil aya min surat Bara'a, summan sarafu Allah kulubahum bi annahum qawmun la yafqahun, fazannu anna haza akhiru ma unzila min al-Qur'an. Faqala lahum Ubay ibn Ka'b, فقال لهم أبي بن قاب إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقرأني بعدها آيتين لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم. Obviously the same two verses which we find generally recorded. So ثم قال هذا آخر ما أنزل من القرآن قال فختم بما فتح به الله به به الله ثم قال فختم بما فتح به بالله الذي لا إله إلا هو وهو أول وهو قول الله تبارك وتعالى وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا يوحى إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. And a simple translation of this would be, as I said, this verse is from Abu Aliya, and that is that they collected the Quran from the Mus'haf of Ubay ibn Ka'b, and the procedure that was adopted was that many people would write and Ubay ibn Ka'b would dictate it to them. And when they reached the following verse of Surah Bara'a, Summan Sarafa, as I have already read out the verse, they thought that it was the last verse revealed. Clearly, it means that they thought it was the last verse revealed, and Ubay informed them that the Prophet had actually recited two more verses after them. And then he read out those two famous verses. And obviously, once he read it out, he said that these are the last verses of the Quran, and thus the matter of revelation was closed with which it began, as per the words of the Almighty. And again he reads out the words, which means, and never did we send a messenger before you except that we revealed to him saying, there is no God but God, there is no God but I, so worship me. So these are the verses of Surah Anbiya. Now these narratives clearly show that the contention of Ibn Hajar and of Zurqani that the text of the Quran was well known, it does not stand the testimony of historical, or does not stand the criticism which I have just presented before you. Clearly, these narratives show that the text of the Quran was not that well known. Hence, the contention they have made does not hold water, and the criticism which has been put forward by Khoui obviously is very strong, as I pointed out before. And this is the first criticism that I'd like to present before you, viewers. Now, let us move on to the next criticism, and the rest of the criticism you'll find are basically contradictions which arise not only between these narratives and the standard narrative of collection, but between all these narratives mutually. And you'll find that these contradictions existing between them as well, and as well as with the main narrative of collection. Now, the first of these criticism is that we find that the standard account does not mention any methodology of collection, and it does not mention that Abu Bakr Rizala Anho had deputed Umar Rizala Anho together with Zaid. We find explicitly the words that Zaid was alone in this endeavor. He says that I collected the Quran from the hearts of men, from the memories of men, from bark of palm trees, from various other things like parchment, etc. So we find this explicit stress by Zaid ibn Sabit that he was alone. This is what the standard narrative of collection has stated, and Imam Hui has also pointed out towards this discrepancy. The other thing which needs to be understood is that the main narrative does not say that two witnesses were elicited by Zayd ibn Thabit when he recorded the Quran. It says nothing of the sort. It says that Zayd ibn Thabit was absolutely alone in his endeavor. He never elicited the opinion of two witnesses. But these collection methodology narratives, they go on and say that they were elicited, the two witnesses were called upon by Zayd ibn Thabit. And again, in this regard, we need to find out the fact that there is category of narratives in the standard collection which says that some verses of Surah At-Tawbah, or the last two verses of Surah At-Tawbah, were found with Abu Khuzaima. Now, we know that Abu Khuzaima did not carry the witness or the strength of two witnesses, in contrast with Khuzaima ibn Thabit. We do remember the fact that in our earlier sessions, I pointed out that regarding the last two missing verses of Surah At-Tawbah, it was said that they were either found with Abu Khuzaima or with Khuzaima, the two main contenders. Okay, we can accept the fact that if they were found with Khuzaima, then since he was alleged to have the weight of two witnesses, they were accepted by Zayd ibn Thabit. But in those narratives in which Abu Khuzaima is the person with whom these last two verses are found, how come he accepted them from him? Because he did not carry the weight of two witnesses. So again, this principle of two witnesses is in violation of this fact. And we can clearly see that these narratives are stating something, the narrative that we've just analyzed, which is in total contrast, in total contradiction with the main narrative. Now, in this regard, this next contradiction that I'm going to point out is that the narrative which I read out to you vis-a-vis Yahya ibn Abdurrahman, we find that narrative says that this whole endeavor did not even take place in the time of the Caliph Abu Bakr. Remember, that narrative says that it was Umar who stood up, and he had not finished as yet when Usman took up this task, and ultimately this task was completed in his times. So this is very strange that this never took place, this whole incident, as per this narrative, never took place in the time of the Caliph Abu Bakr. It was started, it was begun by Umar, and it was ended by Usman radiallahu anhu. Now, the narrative also shows that it was not known, this narrative of Yahya ibn Abdurrahman, that it was not known whether the missing verses belonged, where they belonged. And it is thought that they were arbitrarily placed at that portion of the Quran which was revealed the last. So again, this is very strange that it was not even known where they need to be placed. And on the other hand, we find that there is a narrative in Bukhari which says that Zayd knew the place where they had recorded this narrative. Zayd knew the place. And so his words are, فَأَلْحَقْتُهَا فِي سُورَتِهَا. He said that I knew where these verses belong, and I'm going to place it at that place where they belong. So this again is in stark contradiction to the fact that in this narrative we find that they were arbitrarily placed. However, in the main narratives we find that Zayd knew exactly that they belong to Surah At-Tawbah. Now, another contradiction in the narrative is that the second narrative of Urwa ibn Zubair and the narrative of Qasim ibn Muhammad says, they say that witnesses were elicited on verses which were not known to both of them. However, in other narratives, we find that this condition is not imposed. We find in narratives, other narratives say that Umar and Zayd have to call in two witnesses on all the verses that were brought to them. So other narratives do not make this distinction. So these narratives, the second narrative of Urwa ibn Zubair and that of Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad, they say that two witnesses have to be elicited only on those verses which are not known to them. Whereas all the other narratives say that two witnesses have to be elicited in all the verses, whether they are known or whether they are not known. They have to be elicited on all the verses. So again, we find that this contradiction is clearly present. So another contradiction in this regard is that we find the first narrative recorded by Abu Bakr, Urwa ibn Zubair, that Abu Bakr took the initiative in having the Quran collected. So he himself asked Umar and Zayd to collect the Quran by calling in two witnesses. In the standard collection, we know that it was Umar who took this initiative. Please recall the fact that in the main narrative that we had read out earlier, it was Umar, radiallahu anhu, who had come to Zayd to Abu Bakr and had requested him to have the Quran collected because he feared that with the death of a lot of memorizers of the Quran in the Battle of Yamama, the Quran might get lost. However, in this particular narrative, we find that it was not him, but it was Abu Bakr who took this initiative. Now, another contradiction in this regard is that both narratives of Urwa and the narrative of Khuzaima show that Abu Bakr had actually deputed Umar and Zaid, both of them, for this task. However, in the narrative of Lays ibn Sa'd, we find that he had deputed only Zaid on this task. So it is strange that in some narrative we find both Umar and Zaid being deputed, and in another we find that it is just Zaid alone who has been assigned this task. And lastly, we find this contradiction, that the narrative of Khuzaimah ibn Sabit, Zaid asked from Khuzaimah that if there is another witness along with him to testify to the words of Surah Tawbah, he should bring that person with him. So he is asking a person who is allegedly carrying the weight of two witnesses himself. Khuzaimah himself has this authority of being a person who was invested with twice the witness. He has been asked by Zaid to bring over another person. So again, this is very strange because all other narratives do not ask them because Khuzaimah ibn Sabit himself was a person who carried double witness or the weight of two witnesses. So these are the contradictions, viewers, which we can see, which clearly arise in all these narratives which I just cited before you. And now in the last portion of this session, I'm just going to briefly analyze the chain of narration also of these narratives. So viewers, in the last portion, I'm now going to analyze the chain of narration of each of these narratives which I've cited before you, and none of them, as you will see, has a sound chain of narration. Now the first narrative, as you would recall, was by Yahya ibn Abd al-Rahman, and he never met Umar radiallahu anhu because he was born in the caliphate of Usman. So Hafiz Mizzi has quoted the opinions of Ali ibn Madini, and he says that, and of various other authorities as well. So Hafiz Mizzi says that he died in 104 at the age of 72. Now this would mean that he was born in 32 Hijrah, which is almost 10 years after Umar's assassination. And Al-Mizzi also refers to the opinions of Abu Hatim al-Razi and Muhammad ibn Sa'd, who say that he was born in the caliphate of Usman. So we can clearly see that the narrative of Yahya ibn Abd al-Rahman is munqata, or it is broken. Now, not only this, that this narrative also contains Muhammad ibn Amr ibn al-Alqama and Umar ibn al-Talha al-Laysi, about both of whom have been severely impugned by our Rijal authorities. So we can clearly see that this narrative is munqata, it is broken. And as has been specified, that Yahya ibn Abd al-Rahman was not present in the time of Umar when he recorded this, when this event was recorded in the times of Umar. So in other words, this event states some things or certain events which were recorded in the time of the Caliph Umar. However, the person who is recording this event was not contemporaneous to these events. He was a person who was not there at the time of the Caliph Umar. He was there in the time of the Caliph Usman. So now let's move on to the next of these narratives. Now the next, as you would recall, are the two narratives by Urwa ibn Zubair. Now regarding the narrative of Urwa ibn Zubair, it is worth noting that Ibn Hajar and As-Suyuti, both of them comment by saying, رَجَالُهُ سِقَاتْ مَعَا إِنْ كِتَائِهِ, which means that the chain of narration, although is sound, but it is munqata, it is broken. So therefore, if it is broken, then we obviously cannot regard it to be reliable. Ibn Hajar regards that Urwa ibn al-Zubayr was born around 23rd Hijrah. And this is the opinion of Khalifa ibn Khayyat. Others give his year of birth to be even 23 Hijrah. So we can clearly see that he could never have met Abu Bakr, as we know that the latter had died in 13 Hijrah. Now, we can clearly see that this narrative is munqata, and therefore we cannot regard it to be reliable. Now, let's go on to the next narrative. The next narrative, as you would record, is by Ubayd ibn Umar. And regarding Ubayd ibn Umar, we know that this narrative has Sufyan ibn al-Waqi, who is suspect. So, Az-Zahabi says that he is za'if. This is recorded by Zahabi in his Al-Kashif. And An-Nasai says that he is laysa bishayf. And obviously, these words have been recorded by An-Nasai in his Az-Zu'afa wal-Matrukin. And Ibn Adi records that Abu Zura al-Razi Abu Zurra al-Razi is reported to have said that there are three people towards whom we have no inclination, and he mentioned Sufyan ibn Waqi amongst them. These words of Ibn Adi, they are recorded by Ibn Adi in his Al-Kamil fi al-Zu'afa. Ibn Hajar records that he is regarded to be Saduq. He was misled by a scribe who made insertions in his collection. Even after being told of this, Sufyan did not pay heed, and consequently his narratives were no longer held as acceptable. This is what Ibn Hajar has recorded in his Taqrib al-Tahzib. And moreover, there exists the anana of Sufyan ibn Uyayna in this narrative. Obviously, we know that Sufyan ibn Uyayna is famous for Tadlis, and this narrative carries his anana. So lastly, we come to the narrative of Yahya ibn Ja'ada. Now, this narrative, viewers, is also broken or munkata, because some authorities specify that he did not even meet Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud died in 36 Hijrah, as recorded by Ibn Hajar in his Tahzib al-Tahzib. So viewers, we now come to the end of this session, and you have seen clearly that the content of these narratives as well as their isnad do not stand to the test of historical criticism. We have seen that the content is severely flawed, it has contradictions, it goes against the principle of tawatur, and as far as the chain of narration or the isnad of these narratives is concerned, these chains of narration also are flawed and suspect. So, all in all, we can say that these collection methodology narratives are absolutely unreliable and they cannot be depended upon. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.